50 Years of Magic has transformed the entire Walt Disney World Resort into the world's most magical celebration. Have big fun being small in the new Remy's Ratatouille Adventure and feel the unifying magic of Disney music in the new nighttime spectacular, Harmonious. Come celebrate today.
Contact Magical Park Vacations to book your Disney vacation today. Call 585-662-3686 or visit MagicalParkVacations.com.
The following is an original production of the Sorcerer Radio Network.
Sorcerer Radio.
Howdy, folks. Please keep your hands and arms inside the train and remain seated at all times.
Slap some bacon on a biscuit and let's go. We're burning daylight.
To all who come to this happy place, welcome.
I am Buzz Lightyear. I come in peace.
Let's make some magic.
All right, cut the chatter.
You're listening to DW60.
Welcome to the program. It's DW60's Press Row. However you may be listening, Sorcerer Radio, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or iHeartRadio, we're glad you're here to find out what is happening at the Walt Disney World Resort. It's Jeff and Nicole here with you.
Good morning. Happy Friday. Or whenever you're listening to the podcast. And thank you for joining us. Finding out what's going on this week.
It is September the 1st.
Second.
Second. 2022. So, answer me this. It's now September. Why aren't the leaves changing color and I'm not wearing sweaters and jackets and everything else?
Well, we saw dead leaves falling off trees yesterday.
Yeah. So a couple.
Jeff sent me a TikTok maybe a couple weeks ago and there was like one leaf on the ground. Lady was like, it's fall! So then when we were driving yesterday, I was like, oh! That tree's losing its leaves.
Time for pumpkin spice and cardigans and, you know, just fall colors all over the place. Yet it was 97 degrees today here in South Mississippi.
Okay, but we had a fall Starbucks drink yesterday.
Yeah.
What did you think? We had the apple oat milk, apple butter, spice.
Apple crisp?
Something, yeah.
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
The not pumpkin one.
I don't think it was as good as the one from last year.
I agree.
It was not as there was more of that apple-y, crispy type of taste to it.
It was like sharper.
Yeah. Well, remember you reminded me when we got that yesterday. They messed up our order and they gave us an extra drink.
Yeah.
Or no, they gave us a hot and a cold one, and we had asked for two cold ones, so they just let us keep the hot drink.
Yeah.
And again, that crispy apple taste that you had in it, and it just wasn't there. It didn't wow me or anything.
No. So I think I'll try and get it again, just to see if that was like a fluke or it was like the espresso was weird or something.
I kind of just want to, revert back to my summer flavors because it's still summer, but pumpkin spice is everywhere, including the Walt Disney World Resort as well at the same time, which again, we've been into, Halloween, Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween party time going on and all the decorations, the fall decorations are there at the Magic Kingdom, pumpkin spice, but people were sweating like crazy. But the weird thing about it was, and we've watched this quite a few times over the last few days, how quiet it has been at Walt Disney World compared to the last few months, right?
Yes. So Wednesday afternoon, I saw the wait time for Rise of the Resistance at 25 minutes.
25 minutes.
25 minutes.
When do you see that? Never.
Never.
You never see that. Like, I don't need to spend the extra money for a lightning lane on Rise of the Resistance. I could just go get in the queue and spend 30 minutes.
Wouldn't you be so mad if you bought a lightning lane?
Oh,
and it was 25 minutes. Well,
I don't know if I would be mad. I would look at it as, okay, I've got a lightning lane. It's 25 minutes now. My lightning lane is not until 3:20 this afternoon. I can ride it now and then come back this afternoon and do it again.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's not money wasted, but you kind of have a decision because so many kids are going back to school.
Mm-hmm.
So the week at Walt Disney World, Monday through Thursday, it's less crowds, less wait times, still hot, still thunderstorms. And until the weekend gets there, that's when a lot of people show up for their weekend trips. Locals are there, stuff like that. But if you can do it, now is a great time to take a quick vacation at Walt Disney World.
Except for this weekend.
Except this weekend. Yeah. Labor Day weekend?
This weekend's Labor Day.
Just stay at home. Or, you know what? Go to Kennedy Space Center. Go see the rocket, which is still on the launch pad. And I heard that they scrubbed Monday's launch.
Right.
Of the Artemis. I hear that the new launch time and the new window is tomorrow morning, Saturday morning, is where they're going to try the next one. So if you can get out there and get to that, go do it.
Yeah, go watch.
Just be ready for gridlock traffic around the area and stuff like that.
But, pack your patience.
Yeah, most definitely. No
My
doubt about that.
My brother saw, what did he see this week? A SpaceX launch.
He did, yeah.
Falcon 9.
Mm-hmm. The Falcon 9 rocket.
It looked cool.
It did, yeah. Yeah, I can't remember what Space Force base he was at. That still sounds weird.
Space Force reminds me of, I think I can say this, Spaceballs.
Oh, Spaceballs the movie.
Yeah.
Mel Brooks. Yeah.
But it just sounds like like funny.
It's kind of like that, yeah. Spaceballs was a little more funnier than the Netflix series. Still good, though.
Yeah.
If you haven't watched that on Netflix, watch it. It's pretty good.
Oh, it's Space Force?
Space Force on Netflix.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. There's one scene in that show, and I have a video of Jeff, could not catch his breath because he was laughing so hard.
It's a good show.
At Steve Carell.
Such a good show. I mean, I'm a big fan of The Office, so when I saw him on there, it's like, I gotta watch this.
Gotta watch it. It was good.
It was very, very good.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I even watched a little bit of it.
We got things to talk about happening at the Walt Disney World Resort. As always, Nicole gets us started.
Alrighty, so a little bit of housekeeping news, but this is important if you're planning to take an upcoming Disney Cruise Line vacation. So beginning September 23rd of 2022, sailings aboard the Disney Dream, Disney Fantasy, Disney Wish, and Disney Wonder. And then beginning November 7th for sailings aboard the Disney Magic, fully vaccinated guests are no longer required to participate in COVID-19 testing in order to sail. Guests who are not fully vaccinated must continue providing proof of a negative COVID-19 test taken 1 to 3 days before the sail date. However, guests who are not fully vaccinated will no longer be required to complete a second test at the terminal on embarkation day. So that's important. So if you are fully vaccinated, which I believe Disney Cruise Line considers fully vaccinated to be one shot of Johnson & Johnson and two shots of Moderna or Pfizer, you no longer have to test in order to sail on Disney Cruise Line. If you do not have a full vaccination, you do still need to provide a negative test before you get to the port, but you do not have to test again at the port. So, important information, big changes to the embarkation process for Disney Cruise Line regarding testing. So I wanted to start the show off because, it's getting into these cold months. I feel like it's when people tend to book the warm summer Caribbean, Bahamas, Disney Cruise vacations.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
So if you were on the fence about it, hopefully, this is some good information for you. The other piece of housekeeping booking.
One thing.
Yes.
One thing real quick. I've seen the comments on social media. Some people, especially the ones who are vaccinated, extremely happy about this. Very happy. Those who are not, still going, why? It's just, and we've talked about this since the day that Walt Disney World opened back up, And we've talked about it since Disney Cruise Line started sailing again. This is just Disney covering themselves, doing what they think is necessary in order to keep sailing.
Right.
In order to keep doing things. Yes, those who are not vaccinated having to do the COVID test continuously like that, it is a little, it's a bit of a hassle because there's a specific website that you have to go through and then, you know, doing it at the terminal, everything else, it kind of delays you getting on board. It delays you, you know, starting your vacation and having fun, everything else. And I get that. But here's the thing. Whether you like it or not, we are all going to have to learn to live with COVID. COVID is not going away.
With it existing.
Exactly. Yeah. It's not going to go away. It's like the flu. It's here to stay. And there's going to be a lot of variations of it. And that's why we have vaccinations. No, the vaccination does not prevent you from getting COVID.
No.
But it lessens your symptoms. And it's better than the alternative for some people of ending up in the hospital and dying.
Right.
So Disney is doing what they can to try and keep everybody safe. They want to make sure that you are vaccinated, and they want to make sure that if you're not vaccinated, that you're not coming on board with COVID.
Right.
Which we saw in the past, you know, during the worst times of the worst times, cruise ships were super spreaders and people were stuck on board for days upon days. It couldn't go anywhere. Disney's just trying to just stay away from that. They don't want that to happen again. That's why they're doing what they're doing. So could it be one day that nothing is required? I think so. I think eventually.
Oh, yeah. I think that's what they're working towards.
Baby steps. We will get. Disney has done baby steps throughout this entire process. We will get there.
Yeah, we've been definitely a loud critic of ripping the Band-Aid off.
Yeah, absolutely.
But so. Yeah, this is, again, a baby step in the process. And, you know, a lot of the requirements previously were not necessarily Disney's requirements, but like you said, in order to keep sailing, either requirements of the CDC, requirements of the port, you know, stuff like that. Yeah. So,
and this is not the requirement of the CDC. CDC says you just do your sailing, you're good to go.
Yeah.
Other cruise lines like Norwegian doesn't require anything. You want to go, go.
Oh, I meant like when they reopened. Like initially, precautions.
Yeah, initially, yeah. But, you know, and some say, you know, as long as Disney requires me to take a test, I'm not going to go. Okay, well, that's fine. Don't go.
Yeah.
You've opened up a spot for somebody else.
And like you said, there are other cruise lines that are not. So.
Exactly. Lots of options out there. So do your test if you got to do them and go have fun.
Right.
That's all you got to do.
Have a blast.
Yeah.
I'm sure it'll make the boarding process much quicker.
Probably so.
Without having to test at the port.
Absolutely.
If Disney Cruise Line is not your thing, you'd still like the idea of cruising, but you'd like to be in space rather than in the ocean. Guests looking to book a Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser voyage. If you're interested in booking for 2023, reservations are now open through, I believe, September of 2023.
It did say September the 1st, starting on September 1st.
Right. I think they're available through September 2023. So not October, November, December 2023 just yet. But if you are looking to book Galactic Star Cruiser in 2023, reservations are now available.
I would love for you to get to book one.
I know.
I think it'd be cool, you know, to go through all the specifics with them. You know, here's what you get to do. Here's what you blah, 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 and everything else. Yeah, I'd like for you to be able to do one. Because it still seems fun.
Soon, I know. I just want to do one.
So do I.
Our friend Kelly and Pat, they're going in December, I want to say.
Okay.
December or November. Can't remember. But she posted earlier this week, it was 100 days till their trip.
I can fit in a red wagon very, very tightly, but I can fit in it. Mm. Put a bonnet on my head, and I can be your free two-year-old.
Ah.
Going. If you want to let me know.
I feel like we can fit in those bunk beds.
You think so?
Yeah.
I think so.
If they're going to have bunk beds anyways, we can. We might as well just leave them.
Just disguise ourselves and go with them.
I'm little.
I wish I was. I wish.
But yeah, so Disney Cruise Line little update. Galactic Star Cruiser opening update. Now on to some food.
Food.
Foods and drinks. So according to Attractions Magazine, there are some new specialty cocktails that are being added to the menus later this month at select Magic Kingdom restaurants. If you're wondering why this is news, it's because for a long time, there was no alcohol served in Magic Kingdom. A couple years ago, they started serving beer, wine, champagne at select table service restaurants, but there's still no like beer carts. You know, you can't grab like a Bud Light and a Mickey bar at the same cart like you can at some places. It's
just wonderful.
Isn't that just like a... refreshing.
I need to put that on my wish list.
Yeah.
Okay.
But now you'll be able to get liquor-based cocktails in the Magic Kingdom. So over at the Jungle Navigation Company Skipper Canteen, there'll be the Jungle Bird Cocktail, which is rum. I always mess up the names of liquors. So Gosling Black Rum, Campari, cane syrup, and pineapple and lime juice. So that sounds very refreshing. Then there's the Golden Haze Margarita, which has Terramana Tequila, which is the Rocks Tequila, Grand Marnier, Agave, Lime, and Smoked Chili Bitters. This is a drink that has been available previously at the pool bar at some resorts, but now it'll be available over at Skipper Canteen.
Okay.
Liberty Tree Tavern and the Diamond Horseshoe are going to have some adult beverages as well. They'll have the Gold Rush, which is bourbon, lemon juice, and honey garnished with crystallized ginger. And then the Magical Beacon Cocktail, which is a cocktail that has been featured many different places, many different pool bars, restaurants, almost everywhere for the 50th. But the Magical Beacon Cocktail, if you're not familiar, has Empress Gin, Blue Curacao, Minute Maid Lemonade, Almond, Lemon, Hibiscus Grenadine, and a souvenir glow cube, which I actually had this in May at Bar Riva. You had one too, didn't you? We got the same thing at the Riviera.
Yeah, we did get the same thing.
Yes,
and it was very good.
The Magical Beacon Cocktail. Yes. That's what we got.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah. So it's interesting, and I was kind of waiting for Disney to say something, maybe like a TikTok or something, but because for a long time there was no alcohol served in the Magic Kingdom, and usually when it comes up, for some reason people get really upset about alcohol in the Magic Kingdom, I don't know that Disney's going to like make a news blast about this. They might just like happen, like just show up, you know?
Yeah, I think it is just kind of one of those things that you go there and let's say you're a local annual pass holder, mm-hmm. and you're always, you know, at the parks every other week, whatever, this just pops up. It's going to get out there that, here's a perfect example. It's going to get out there that they've got it.
Right.
So they don't need to make a press release that they're serving alcohol in the Magic Kingdom.
Right.
We're going to do it for them.
Right.
But because of those people who get out there and this is not what Walt would have wanted.
He's rolling over in his frozen grave.
Oh my gosh. You know, and everything else. I mean, oh goodness gracious. Are you one of those who won't drink in the Magic Kingdom, but you'll go over to World Showcase during Food and Wine and overdo it?
Yeah.
Okay. What's the difference? Come on. So this is, I love this. I love this because there are wonderful cocktails at so many of these bars around the Walt Disney World Resort. A friend of ours, mm-hmm. Who is a cast member there at Walt Disney World, she worked at one of the bars at the All-Star.
Yeah, she's worked at
quite a few different ones, yeah. And the drinks that she made for us it's wonderful. They're mm-hmm. fantastic. They're such good drinks. I mean, she's a good bartender either way.
She is, yeah.
She mixes very well. But don't let the price of these drinks scare you into not getting them. They're worth the price. They're that good.
They are.
Yeah, they really are.
I personally, I think for us, the price helps us not overdo it.
That's true, yeah.
Helps us not become the next don't do that.
Which we have today.
Because when,
yeah,
you know, the
yeah.
both of us get a drink and it's, you know, almost $40 after a tip, it's like, whoa.
I'll just have the one.
Yeah.
Good to go.
I don't need it.
You want to start a tap? No. That's
no,
okay.
No, thanks. So at least for us, it's helpful.
You know the one that has eluded me that neither one of us, or maybe you have. I know I haven't.
What?
That pineapple.
Oh.
Over at the Polynesian.
Yeah, I have.
I have yet to have that.
A lapu lapu.
Oh, man, oh man, I tell you what.
And.
One of these days.
You can get a refill on it. They'll just refill your pineapple.
Oh, I love it.
And you get like a little bit of a discount because you don't have to use another pineapple.
So if you drink all of it,
uh-huh.
can you request to have the pineapple cut up and eat it?
I don't think so.
Oh, that's too bad.
I wish because, you know, they say that like when you put like a orange in your blue moon, it like soaks up the alcohol.
Exactly. That's my point right yeah. there. You know, it's just like, hey, can we slice this up? You know, because it's going to taste great.
Yeah, like, what do you do with it afterwards?
Yeah, if you're going to throw it away, just let me have it. You know, I'll figure out how to open it myself.
Well, we'll have to get one on the next trip.
Yeah, we're going to have to, yeah.
I've been bothering Jeff all week about booking a Disney trip.
Earlier, she's like, so, you know, anniversary's coming up. What are we going to do? I'm like, I don't know, maybe New Orleans or something. She's like... You don't want to book a 48-hour trip? And I'm like, no, I don't. I don't want to book one.
Come on.
Not going to happen. No. I told you I'm done with those. I'm done.
If we were like 4 or 5 hours away.
It'd be different.
Yes. 100%. And we would go way more. Pretty much every long weekend.
Yeah. Yeah.
But by the time we like stop, eat, let the dogs out, do whatever... You know, it's 10 hours.
It is.
So it's just a lot.
Especially after the Memorial Day weekend trip. <We're>,
that drive killed us.
Get killed us. It killed me.
Yeah, just you.
Because you didn't get off work until like 5 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
And I'm sending you texts. I'm like, come on.
The car is packed.
You have got to get home.
I just need you.
You know? And we left, didn't show up there at the Swan and Dolphin until 4 a.m, slept for 2.5 hours, got up, did our tour with management there, mm-hmm. did the podcast there at the Swan and Dolphin, and then afterwards went and had dinner and cocktails with your friends.
We like walked 3 miles to dinner.
And we're all working on like 2.5 hours of sleep and all that, and I drove all the way to Orlando. All the way.
You let me drive. Well, I don't like driving your car.
You don't like driving my Jeep Cherokee, mm-hmm. Grand Cherokee. I love that thing.
Well, yeah, it's super comfortable.
It's super comfortable.
It's a great vehicle. I enjoy being in it, but for some reason, I don't really like driving it.
Yeah,
I do drive it.
I don't know what that
I just
is.
Don't like driving it.
And then, you know, we went to bed, passed out.
Yeah.
And then woke up the next day and we did a full day at Epcot. And I got my lightsaber and, you know, we watched Harmonious and stuff like that. Uh-huh. And then the next morning we drove back again. And I told you on the way back, I said, this is it. I'm never doing it again.
It always sounds good now. And then when we're there, we're like, why do we do this?
Why are we doing this to ourselves? You know, it's just...
Well, it was different when there was like there's an airline that flies from where we are, which is like, call it an international airport. It's not.
It's a regional
airport.
Yeah.
Into Sanford, which is another regional airport, not MCO, but like a smaller.
Oh, sure. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they used to fly for like $30 to $45 each way.
Yep.
And they still do, but it's like a very limited time over the summer. And it's only like Thursdays and Tuesdays or something like that. It's like really weird days. And I'm like,
it's very strange. Yeah.
Why?
What were we talking about?
We were talking about drinks in the Magic Kingdom.
That's right.
But now we're going to talk about drinks at Disney Springs.
Okay. I like that.
So we're moving just a little bit. Same topic, just right around the corner.
Right.
So if you are a college football fan, The Basket at Wine Bar George wants to celebrate with you. So this year, they're going to have two different bratwurst meals that you can get at the Basket, which is their quick service window behind Wine Bar George. And the first one is a chicken bratwurst with bacon pepper relish, onions, and fries. And then the second one is a house-made bratwurst with wine-braised onions, peppers, and fries. Delicious.
That does sound pretty good.
Right? And so you get these two baskets, and they also come with a frozen old-fashioned made with Dole Whip orange. So you get the bratwurst, you get the fries, and you get the frozen old-fashioned for $28. I think that's a really good deal.
That is not bad.
We were just talking about drinks can be $15, $18.
Yeah, it's. I don't know if you're paying more for the drink or if you're paying more for the bratwurst and fries. This point, it's hard. Maybe it's split down the middle a little bit because the drink itself could be $14.
Yeah, and then you can upgrade. To Wine Bar George has these corksicle cups. They have, multiple different colleges and universities with their logo on the corksicles. And you can get the corksicle cup, your old fashioned in the corksicle, for an additional $24.
I'll pass.
The $28 is just for the drink, the bratwurst, and the fries.
Yeah. I do think it's a good value. I'd have to get a water or something to go along with it. But the thought of that old-fashioned, the frozen old-fashioned, I've never had an old-fashioned before. And I think it'd be exciting to have this for the first time.
Dole Whip orange?
Yeah.
That sounds awesome.
It's an interesting combination.
The first bratwurst, I think, is the one I would get. Bacon, pepper, relish, and onions. I like bacon.
What was the other one?
So bacon, pepper, relish, and onions. And then the other one was wine braised onions and peppers.
Yeah, I think I'll go with the first one. It's got bacon in it.
Bacon,
pepper. It just
pepper.
Calls my names.
Yeah. Bacon, pepper, relish. Delicious.
And onions. Yeah. I think that's a great combination.
I think in my adult years, I have started to like onions more. I still don't really like raw onions.
You used to not like mustard.
Yes, and mustard. Those are the other ones.
Then just all of a sudden, you just... I'm really starting to like mustard.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay.
And I don't consider myself a picky eater.
No, not at all. No.
But there are certain things, like I don't like raw onions. I don't like cooked mushrooms often. And I don't like olives or pickles.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I don't really like vinegary stuff. So like pickles and olives are out for me.
And the fact that you don't like the pickles and olives, I love it.
More for you.
Because that's more for me.
Yeah.
Those are great food options. Golly, Moses.
Yeah, they're keeping it fresh. New options. The Basket at Wine Bar George always has the frosé, and they have like a Dole Whip Moscato frozen stuff. So there's different options if you're not interested in the old fashioned.
Oh, sure, yeah. And so there's some other non-alcoholic drinks that are probably available as well that are just good and refreshing to have and just have a good old glass of water.
Yeah.
Or a root beer.
It's right across from Gideon's, too, so you can go put your name in the line and then...
Oh, and have a cookie afterwards?
Yum.
What was her cookie this month?
Peanut butter cold brew.
Oh, cookie? That's the coffee.
No, the cookie is peanut butter cold brew. It has like crumbled, like espresso crumbled in it.
Yeah.
And then the coffee is French toast.
Oh, my goodness.
French toast cold
Heck
brew.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My goodness gracious.
Delicious.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. An old-fashioned, a bratwurst, fries, and then a Gideon's cookie afterwards. Yum.
Oh,
anybody hungry yet?
Delicious.
More Walt Disney World news on the way here on DW60.
We all love Sorcerer Radio.
But did you know that you can give back to your favorite station? You can join Sorcerer Radio Patreon for as low as $2 per month.
All of the money raised from our patrons goes directly into creating great stations like Atmospheres, Rope Drop, Seasons, and more.
Our patrons get exclusive benefits such as access to the exclusive Sorcerer Radio Discord discussion room, early access to breaking news, and behind-the-scenes information.
Other support support levels include stickers, shout-outs, and you can even program your own hour of Sorcerer Radio music.
Visit srsounds.com/support to find out more about how to become a patron today. And thank you for supporting Sorcerer Radio.
Ready for some fun in the Disney parks? Don't forget your Sorcerer Radio gear. The Sorcerer Radio Shop has everything you need to show your SR pride in the parks. Pins, shirts, hats, and more. Before you begin your vacation, stop by the Sorcerer Radio Shop at srsounds.com/shop.
Tired of missing out on free dining and special park openings? Looking to keep your finger on the pulse of all things Disney? Well, we've got you covered. EarsAlert.com has up-to-date news, deals, and information from the very best Disney news sources. Visit EarsAlert.com and download our iOS or Android app to get immediate updates whenever a Disney news story breaks. Visit EarsAlert.com today.
Looking to show your Disney side at the Disney theme parks, your local gym, or around the house? Then you'll want to check out all of the cute Disney theme leggings and fun shirts at the Sorcerer Radio Etsy shop. Be sure to stop in to our exclusive shop today at srsounds.com/Etsy to see our latest Disney theme clothing designs. And for a limited time, Sorcerer Radio listeners can take 10% off by using the code LOVESR when checking out. See you real soon at srsounds.com/Etsy.
Enhance your Epcot International Food and Wine Festival experience with the Festival of Food mobile app. With the Festival of Food app, you'll see everything that's available, including location, pictures, and pricing. Create your to-do list, track your progress, and read ratings and reviews from other foodies. There's a lot to taste at this year's festival. You don't want to miss a thing. Download the free Festival of Food app today to start planning, eating, and sharing. Available for iOS and Android. Find it in iTunes and the Google Play Store.
If you have a Disney-related business or product and would like help getting the word out, become a sponsor of Sorcerer Radio today. For more information, please contact our business office via email at sponsors@srsounds.com.
It's me, Sheriff Woody.
All Disney music, all day long.
Come on, say it after me.
Sorcerer Radio, srsounds.com.
Yeehaw!
DW60 on Sorcerer Radio, all Disney music all day long, srsounds.com. Jeff and Nicole back with you once again as we're covering what's happening at the Walt Disney World Resort. Big thanks to everybody watching us on Instagram Live right now, and to everybody else listening on Sorcerer Radio and on the podcast. Hope you're having a fantastic day. You want to support the show, you can do so by joining us on Patreon. Head over to patreon.com/DW60 Crestro Podcast. Join us for extra content, extra bonus episodes, which we are in the process of doing one after this show. Special things on when we go on trips and other stuff like that. There's different levels that you can choose. So if you choose to support the show, we'd love it. Join us on Patreon, DW60 Press Row Podcast.
I like this music.
I do too.
Especially on a Friday. Just jam out a little bit.
That reminds me of something. So, I have to bring this up. So normally, I like to try and have Walt Disney World Resort TV playing. You know, the old resort TV stuff that they would play with the information on it and everything else, you know. So DJ Sorcy puts this on a loop for like 24 hours on the Sorcerer Radio YouTube channel. It's great just to have up, you know, just next to you, because it kind of gives you that Disney resort vibe, you know, even while you're at home type situation. And so we're listening to it before the show. And all of a sudden, there's a specific music that was on. And Nicole on the other side of the studio just starts doing this. How do you, can you like explain what you were doing?
No.
No.
I don't know. I was just making sounds.
There were sounds.
It was a
yeah.
sound, but it like went along with the music, but it wasn't the music.
Yeah.
Like, it was like, I don't even know what I was doing, but it was like mimicking sound. The music, but it was just like a sound.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just have always made sounds. It's like the best way I can describe
person,
it.
You know? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Like a lot of my friends have caught on to saying merp.
Oh yeah, merp.
Merp.
Merp is a word. Yeah.
Merp. Like if I'm cooking in the kitchen and I drop the spoon, merp. You know, or like if you go up to the restaurant, you go to open the door and they're closed.
Merp. Merp.
Yeah. Well, merp. Like it's, I don't know. I've just always been like a sound person.
Yeah.
And so I was just making sounds along with the music, and I could just see Jeff's eyes like peek over the top of the screen, and he was like, "What are you doing?" But I didn't even realize that I was doing it.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I was in my own little world.
And the thing was, is that yeah, I'm just sitting here staring off into space, listening to the sounds that she's making, and I said to myself, like, "This is my life. This is it.
Day
just
673 of being married to Nicole." Yeah. Because he posted something earlier or last weekend. I couldn't pick, my CarPlay wasn't working.
Oh, jeez.
And I was like, it had been like 2 or 3 days and I it just wasn't working. I tried like a different cord. I tried, you know, unplugging my phone, restarting my phone.
Right.
I'd plug it in. My CarPlay wouldn't hook up. And I was like, what is going on? So finally, like 2 or 3 days later, I was like, hey, we were getting in the car to go somewhere. And I was like, can you look at my CarPlay? Because it's not working. I don't know what's going on with it. And you're like, yeah. Okay. No problem. So we get in the car and he goes, hand me your phone. I'm like, okay. He's like, well, first, you have to plug the cord into the right outlet. And I was like, no. I had it plugged into the wrong one. I don't know why. I guess when I plugged it back in, I just plugged it into the wrong one and I didn't realize there's two like right next to each other.
Yeah.
And I'm sure I did it like while I was driving, just plugged the cord in and plugged it into the wrong one, and I just kept unplugging my phone, but it didn't unplug the cord. And
well, yeah, I mean, that was the thing that you had said, that you know, I've tried over and over and over again, you know, trying to get this thing to work. It just doesn't work. And she said, remember that one time where we had to just reboot the entire system and almost update it?
Yes.
And I'm thinking, oh gosh, this is going to be such a pain.
Because that did happen when we first bought the car.
It did.
That my CarPlay just stopped working. So yeah. It's not like I was like damsel in distress. Like this has happened in the past. Like within 3 days of us buying the car, we had to like reset everything.
Yeah. We were I get give... Nine of a Million Lights, mm-hmm. Give to the World. Yeah, is when we did that, yeah. But,
nope, it was just plugged into the wrong one. And I laughed so hard till I cried. It was so funny.
So, every day with Nicole is a new experience. Between the sounds, and going back to the sounds that you were making with that music, yeah, I started thinking to myself, I was like, are my children going to do this? You know, even if I only have one, is my kid going to sit there and just make random sounds?
So, like, this music, yeah. It was like, boop, 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 boop. But I was, like, singing along to...
And at it was more an elevated level.
It was more yeah. obnoxious than that. Yes, oh, the volume yeah. was louder.
Yes. Projecting.
But I didn't realize I was doing it. Like, I was in my own little world.
I'm going to leave that one alone. Do not get stuck in her world, okay?
I know. I'm like, I just wish you could see inside my brain. He's like, no.
Absolutely not.
Because we'll be sitting and he'll look over at me and be like, I can see the wheels turning.
Person in the chat asks, how does Nicole order a donut at the donut shop? With sprinkles?
Sprinkles! Sprinkles!
Sprinkles! Give me sprinkles!
Heck yeah. Well, that's how the heck yeah thing came up.
That's true.
It's my text message notification on my phone before it was on the board.
And the crazy thing is that with your phone and that heck yeah, it happens at the right time too often.
Every time.
Like during a song or if somebody says something on the radio and then all of a sudden her phone goes off. Heck yeah.
They'd be like,
heck yeah.
It's Friday at 5 o'clock, blah, blah, blah. And my phone goes, heck yeah.
Just so random. So random. I have your basic iPhone notification.
Or it'll be like, we'll be like, I don't want to connect. Do you want to get pizza for dinner? And then my phone goes, heck yeah. Happens every time.
Oh, goodness. Shenanigans.
Shenanigans.
We got more to talk about at the Walt Disney World Resort and the Disney Company as well. This was interesting to see. It popped up the other day. So the Walt Disney Company is talking about putting together a membership program. Think of maybe, I don't know, Amazon Prime.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And this came out from the Wall Street Journal. Now, from what it says, the program could be offering guest discounts and maybe some perks on something like maybe Disney Plus subscriptions, theme park tickets, merchandise. And this would all go with, you know, pretty much a monthly or annual membership fee. From what the article is saying and other people are saying at the same time, that discussions about this are in the very infant type of stage. It's very, very early. No time frame right now as to when this could possibly happen or be brought up. I'm not going to go out on a limb and say they're going to announce this at the D23 Expo. I'm not going to say that because I don't think it's even ready for that yet.
Maybe next
Expo. Maybe 2 years away. It's a possibility. Disney Senior Executive Vice President and Chief Communications Officer said this. Technology is giving us new ways to customize and personalize the consumer experience so that we are delivering entertainment experiences and products that are most relevant to each of our guests. A membership program is just one of the exciting ideas that is being explored. I kind of don't really see much interest in this for me.
Nope.
Because I don't think I would utilize paying for a yearly or monthly subscription for the things that they're talking about. Disney Plus, I can understand. Lots of content.
Mm-hmm.
Things to watch. Things for the family to get involved in. But guest discounts on Disney Plus subscriptions, theme park tickets, I mean, I don't know if it would be worth it, but we just don't really have many details to say yes or no.
Right. It's all going to depend on, like you said, the details.
Yeah.
Of what is all included or what does it entail or how much is it?
Yeah.
Because again, like Star Cruiser, we were so into it until the price was announced. Then we're like, well, it's really not as attainable as we thought it was or easily attainable.
Did Galactic Star Cruiser ruin my high expectations for Disney announcements? Did it ruin it for me? Or do you feel like that? I've always been that person who goes, yeah, I'm excited, but I'm not going to get too excited.
Oh, yeah, that's you.
That's me?
And
okay.
Me, I'm like, you know those people in on like SportsCenter and they like break the TV because they're like so excited? That's me. I'm like, oh my God, did you say that? And you're like,
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's true. So as more details come around, if they ever do, this may be something they don't even consider doing. They talk about it and go, this is not a great idea. But it's another way for Disney to nickel and dime you. So I think it'll probably happen.
I was going
to
say, they make money.
They're making money, so they'll probably make it happen. We'll let you know when it does. All right. Disney did announce the official end date for the 50th anniversary of the world's most magical celebration. It's going to be ending on March the 31st, 2023.
I feel like we already knew this.
We knew that it was going to be in the month of March. They announce that.
Okay.
That was announced, but we did not have a specific date. We could have said, you know, March 1st, March 15th, whatever. They're going to take it all the way through the month of March.
Yeah, why not?
You know. So, make plans now. Because my initial thought is, one, how they messed up the initial celebration itself. The start of it. A lot of people were not happy with the original celebration to start this, you know, whole thing. So I'm kind of wondering, you know, did Disney learn their lesson? They kind of fixed Enchantment by putting that, you know, new opening on it. So what are they going to do to end this long celebration that they've had for the 50th anniversary? And at the same time, the other question that you have to ask is, what is currently being used at Walt Disney World for the 50th anniversary, what is going to be discontinued, and then what is going to be sticking around.
Like, that was my question, is like, what is special for the 50th that's going to, you know, end on March 31st?
You know, will the colors on Cinderella Castle remain, or will they go back to the standard, you know, light blue, sky blue type of color it's had for 50 years, or almost 50 years. And so many other little things that they've done, enhancements, you know, all these statues that they put up for the 50th, I think those will probably stick around. They're not just going to throw them up and then take them down just because the 50th is over with.
Especially with Magic Band Plus.
Oh, absolutely. So there's a couple of things that, you know, you have to kind of think about. We'll have to wait and see. It may go away slowly, or some stuff may just never go away at all. And Disney says, we like this so much, it's going to stick around. So we'll wait and see.
I feel like it's going to be like the 50th snacks. You're going to be like, whoop, no more.
Oh, no.
Sprinkle donut.
One less cupcake.
I know.
Jeez. I'm heartbroken.
And that is because there was not much special for the 50th.
No.
Right? So there's nothing to end. Like, yes, we got Harmonious and Enchantment, but those, as far as we know, are meant to stay.
Yes.
They just happened to debut on October 1st.
Absolutely. Yeah.
We shall see.
We'll see what happens. Josh DeMauro says that rising prices and also some discontinuation of some services at Walt Disney World and Disneyland parks is, quote, an inevitable result of progress.
Progress.
I just don't know if I like the sound of this. Don't know. Because the thing is, we've seen the prices continue to go up for both Walt Disney World and Disneyland. He describes it as the inevitable result of progress. And I go, where? Your progress takes forever.
Progress in the bottom line.
Your progress is the worst.
The worst.
I just don't like what he's saying. Other things in the article said, quote, Disney's theme park pricing is determined by pure supply and demand. No different than airplanes, hotels, or cruise ships at all. So in the quarter that ended on January 1st, Disney's domestic park set records for both quarterly revenue and operating income. And then 6 months later, broke it again. They're not hurting for money. Mm-mm. But Disney has realized, and this falls upon so many different things, we don't have to have the dining plan come back because people are going to pay for dining, period. So why would we take away money? We're not going to bring this because people are still going to, we're going to continue to rise prices on tickets because people are going to pay it anyway.
Right.
That's what it kind of all goes into.
That's why I think that when the dining plan comes back, because they've said it's coming back.
Is it?
Said we're going to know more in 2022. So I'm hoping something next week. But and maybe I'll save this for next week's show. I think the format of it is going to be different drastically. I don't think it's going to be the same. You know, you get so many table service, so many quick service, so many snacks.
Sure, yeah.
I don't think that's going to be the format of it. I think it's going to be more expensive, and I think it's going to be more complicated.
I'm going to save that for next week.
Mm-hmm.
But we've seen it, and we've talked about this in the past, how Disney has raised prices. They've priced out a lot of the demographic of certain families who cannot go to Walt Disney World or Disneyland as often as they used to. Take, for instance, one person who is a Starbucks shift supervisor up in Michigan who spent, quote, around $5,000 recently to visit Walt Disney World. They said, quote, the memories are worth more than gold. Even if I did suffer from overdraft fees once I got home, when the reality set in. That's not good.
I don't think that's worth it.
Oh, golly, gee whiz.
But, I mean, essentially, it's no different than, you know, you get home and then a couple weeks later, your credit card bill comes in and you're like, whoa.
Well, it goes along with this other person in the article said, because of the astronomical expenses, I definitely think the magic is being taken away. Oh, wow, that says a lot. Because this family owns a timeshare about 20 minutes away from Walt Disney World, and they started considering visiting Universal Studios and SeaWorld instead of, quote, returning to Disney every year is no longer an option. That's not good. Not good at all. Mm-mm. Also in the article, Josh D'Amaro did mention the term legacy visitors at one point. Now, the way I look at this, the way I think the meaning of this, he's most likely referring to people like you and I, mm-hmm. or annual pass holders, those who like visiting the parks frequently every single year. And us legacy visitors are the ones who always are the ones who are complaining of, well, you didn't do this for Enchantment, you know, talking about mentioning Walt, Roy, and all this stuff. We're the ones saying this stuff.
Right.
We're the ones talking about where's the dining plan.
We're not the casual day guests.
No, we're not the casual people. And the thing is that I think at some point, and Disney may be at this point already because we're complaining about no annual passes and all the other stuff I mentioned. Us legacy visitors are the ones who eventually just don't care about us anymore.
They don't have to.
You guys are not the ones who are spending X amount of dollars now to come to Walt Disney World and giving us the revenue. And it shows. So I think they're just kind of waiting for us to just fall off the face of the earth.
Well, they don't have to give in their eyes. Right? You talked about we're going to go every year. We're going to go multiple times a year.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's, you know, we're in the echo chamber of Disney news. We keep up with it. You know, they don't need to, they should, but they don't have to cater to us, pay attention to us, anything like that, because we're going to go anyways.
That's right. That's exactly
why
right.
Why would you spend money enticing, marketing, advertising, drawing in those people when you don't have to?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
They're going to be there every year anyways.
I think they're just waiting for us to be just that dying breed.
I mean,
we're the old Disney World people.
But you and I are a prime example. We don't have annual passes anymore. They're not selling annual passes right now. We have still traveled down to the parks multiple times a year.
We have.
We have still stayed on property. We have still paid out of pocket for day tickets.
That's right.
Like, why, you know, we're going to do it anyways. Why do they need to spend the time and money and effort marketing or enticing us?
But I'll tell you this. It doesn't bother me that you want to reference me and others like me a legacy visitor. That doesn't bother me at all. I'm actually kind of proud of it.
Where's my legacy annual pass?
Thank you.
Heck yeah.
Thank you. All right. Moving on to the Magic Kingdom. The Walt Disney World Railroad has been spotted once again testing at the Magic Kingdom. It's supposed to be coming back soon. Apparently, it was the Roy O. Disney engine around the Storybook Circus area over in Fantasyland. The engine rolled forward, stopped for a bit, eventually went back to the backstage area. So, work on the railroad over at Tron Light Cycle Run has been delayed. They have stopped working on it and started working on other things. So I don't know when you're going to hear that whistle again. I just don't know.
I heard it when I was there in February. And it was amazing.
You got to ride the train at Disneyland.
I did.
And you've always said the Disneyland train is better.
It's not better. It's different. It's different. So you go through, like on the People Mover, you go through the little dioramas. That you do that on the railroad in Disneyland.
Oh, okay. I gotcha.
So you go through little dioramas. I have seen that the gift shop outside of Space Mountain, it's closed right now. it's supposed to reopen, I think, in November.
Oh, okay.
And so people are speculating that maybe that's when Tron will open.
Speculation.
Everyone exaggerates on the internet.
Or the gift shop will open with Tron.
Yeah.
I think for the longest time I said Tron's not going to open this year. I think it might.
Not saying anything till next Friday.
All right.
Not going to say a word. Letting it all build up.
I'm going to have to really like write stuff down.
You are. Week. Yeah. One person over on Instagram watching has said, at this point, I could care less about Tron. I just want the train back.
Hallelujah.
Heck yeah. I like that statement. That's a good one. Over at Epcot, the cultural representatives are back at Epcot.
Yay.
And a lot of the members of the program have been sharing their excitement with Disney Parks blog. This is doing some fantastic photos. And, you know, the little by little coming back, you know, they've got their initial arrival over there at Flamingo Crossings Village. That's the new housing complex for Disney program participants.
Looks so nice.
They get through their first week of on-the-job training and just kind of learning everything. And then they're out there and they're making their way to the World Showcase. And to me, and I just want to say this quickly because I'm running out of time. I think that these international cast members, these cultural representatives, are so essential for the experience that you get at the World Showcase. That experience that you get in a merchandise location or a dining location, it makes a big difference. Not that the cast members currently who have been filling in haven't been doing a great job. They have. They've kept it running. They're keeping it going. But these cultural representatives are just so pivotal for the experience, I think.
Yeah, it's fun to like ask them questions, talk to them, have them share their experience. Or, I agree. The Epcot cast members were not taking away from any of the experience.
No,
but
not at all. No.
It's impossible to replicate what the cultural representatives add to Epcot.
Oh, goodness. Guys on Instagram are funny. Walt Disney World is pleased to celebrate its 75th anniversary with the grand opening of Tron. Sounds about right. All right. Last thing over at Disney's Hollywood Studios. This is big news, folks. Big news. Disney announced that cast rehearsals for the return of Fantasmic have begun at Disney's Hollywood Studios. And also, some people actually saw the big, powerful fountain there in the lagoon being tested. See, your sounds. Here it is. Right there. Perfect example.
I saw Fantasmic when I was in Disneyland.
And I saw on Instagram just a couple hours ago, Disney Parks blog put out a quick video of a cast member cleaning the street right there by the entrance to Fantasmic. She steps on a specific box, and all of a sudden this billboard lights up in front of her, and the music starts. She steps off of it, it stops. She steps on it again, starts playing again, she starts dancing. Really cute, really fun.
If you've ever seen those clapping boxes, have you seen those?
I think I have, yeah.
They put a piece of tape on the ground, and when you like walk in the box, the cast member is like, yay!
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. I think that may have been what it was. Mm-hmm. But that just tells me that it's coming. It's coming. And next week, it's going to make a difference. But again, I'm not going to say anything about that till next week.
We'll get there.
It will get there. Eventually. That's a lot of the news of Walt Disney World. We've got more. Don't worry.
A former Disney employee was arrested stealing thousands of dollars of theme park property.
Was arrested at Disney World for refusing to have his temperature taken.
Arrested back in April for trespassing on Disney World's Discovery Island.
She got off the boat to get a cucumber.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
You know, I love water fountains. And when I say fountains, I mean the big, you know, little pool areas with the big water. And it adds to so many different locations and so many different places. And around Walt Disney World, they've got some fantastic fountains. One of my favorites is over there in France in the World Showcase, the fountains that they have right there. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
It's a big picture location, big Instagram location, stuff like that. Love that one. They've got some great ones over at Disney Springs.
Right.
Okay. Especially over there right by the Lime Garage at Disney Springs. It's right next to the Ron John Surf Shop.
Yes.
Well, okay, check this out. A man was approached by Disney security after attempting to surf in the water fountain. He was didn't have a shirt on, had some shorts on, had his surfboard, and was in the process of about to surf in the fountain. And Disney security walked up and like, what you said, friend?
Friend?
Friend.
Yeah, it's like if cast member calls you friend, you're in trouble.
Yeah. Don't do that.
My friends.
Oh my god. You don't try and surf in the fountains, folks.
You just don't get in the fountains.
Yeah.
In general.
It's just another person trying to look for attention on social media. And we also hear this same person was kicked out of his resort because he tried to surf in the fountain at the resort as well.
Right. Not a Disney resort.
Not a Disney one, but still. You know, that's just... People, don't do that.
My immediate reaction was, okay, what social media platform was it for? Or what brand was it a stunt for?
Well, you know, TikTok is a big one, and this person right here actually did something for TikTok. Tell them about it.
So, a TikTok user posted a video showing herself jumping into, you know, you're on Space Mountain and you're getting off and you go up the ramp and there's the little dioramas, there's the, like, it's like tourist billboard type of displays. Showing you like visiting different places. Well, one of them is a dining table with some chairs and stuff. And this particular TikTok user, if you look it up, you can find it. But the whole point of this is for attention, so I don't want to give that to them. So I won't be sharing their name. But she jumps the handrails, gets up in the display, and is sitting at the table, at the table and chairs in the display, like. Don't do that.
Don't do that.
If there's a handrail, if there's a rope, if there's, you know, a hedge, don't jump over it.
Don't do it. Yeah. Just people. It's ever since the reopening of Walt Disney World, and the growing app that is TikTok, mm-hmm. and so many more things have happened. So many more things. Or maybe they're just being documented more. I don't know. But it's just... at least it's not a gun.
You know what? Yeah.
At least it's not a gun.
It has been a drastic reduction in firearms and
I will. Yeah. Controlled yeah. Substances. Yeah. I think we can absolutely say that, and that's a good thing. So. All right, time for birthdays here on DW60. What do we have this week?
This first one said Jeff and Nicole, like Jeff just recently did. I will also be celebrating my birthday on Thursday, September 8th. Sadly, I will not be making my usual pilgrimage to Walt Disney World this year, but I'll be heading to the magical Outer Banks of North Carolina.
Nice.
If I did head to Walt Disney World, I'd be making a beeline over to Epcot and enjoy Spaceship Earth and Soarin'. He says, oh my God, I love those soundtracks. My favorite snack, hands down, is a pile of Zebra Domes. However, nothing beats Mickey waffles and bacon either. I'm a DVC member and my annual pass is expiring on my birthday and I ain't renewing it. I have conveyed many times before how much I love the show, but I've never once written in to express that to you guys. Big hugs to you both. And no, I will not reveal my age, even though I was born just 1 month before the Magic Kingdom opened in October.
Oh, what does that tell you?
That is from Bill.
Bill.
Happy birthday, Bill.
Happy birthday. First of all, Mickey waffles and bacon.
Yes.
Yes. Zebra domes, I can only eat so many.
I didn't like them.
You weren't a big fan.
I try them every time, though.
And every time that we're over there for Boma, mm-hmm. I think I have maybe two or three, and I think that's about all I could handle.
Yeah, I get like half of one.
But the zebra domes are a lot of fun. I hate to hear that you're not renewing your annual pass, but I get it. I understand. That a lot of people are making that decision, and you're making yours, and I support you 100%. You're making your voice heard because maybe you just don't like some of the things Disney is doing. But anyway, you get that.
Heck yeah.
Heck yeah.
Sparkles for you.
Sparkles.
Happy birthday to you. Happy, happy, happy birthday. We do have one other email, right?
Mm-hmm.
Pretty sure? Okay. Let's take a look at that real quick. What do we got?
This email says, hi, Jeff and Nicole.
Hello. Hi.
Hope you're both well, and I hope Jeff had a great birthday.
I did.
The minute I started typing this email to you, you guys literally started talking about the H2O Plus brand retiring on your show. What timing? I'm so sad about this. The first time we went to Walt Disney World as a family, we stayed at the Polynesian, and at the time, their bathrooms were stocked with the bath aquatic scent. This is such a nostalgic scent for me because it always takes me back to that trip. I also really love the sea salt scent, but back then, I think it was in 2009, you could buy liter-sized bottles of the sea salt body wash without the Disney packaging at Ulta Beauty. The good old days. I'm glad I bought up a few bottles of both scents on Shop Disney before they sold out, and I hope you're correct and Disney will buy them and continue to make the signature scents. It's such a great brand, and the scents always bring me back to my happy place because I live far away in New Jersey and can't hop in the car and be there whenever I want. I loved your comment about this, that this is one of the things that makes people think Disney fans are weird, but you know what? We get each other.
That's right.
As always, I look forward to your show every Friday morning, and I hope you both have a very happy wedding anniversary.
Well, thank you.
That is from Marianne.
Marianne, thank you so much for your email.
Thank
Appreciate
you.
Did have a great birthday. So I'm going to give you a heck yeah anyway and sparkles.
Yeah.
This is a great email. Great email. Absolutely. If you've got a birthday or an email, the birthday or an anniversary or something else that you want to let everybody know about, you can do it right here on the show. All you have to do is, well, yeah, you can send us an email, dw68sforsounds.com, but you could also give us a call, leave a message over at 408-909-DW60. That's 408-909-3960. For everybody out there celebrating birthday, this message is for you.
Pals, we heard it was somebody's birthday.
Oh, Mickey, I love birthdays.
Me too. And guess what? Donald and Daisy brought a special cake for you.
Come on, everybody. Time to feed.
Oh, great idea, Donald. Ready, everyone? On the count of three.
One, two, three.
Happy birthday.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
Sorcerer Radio, srsounds.com.
And that brings us to the end of DW60. Want to thank everybody for joining us, whether you're watching us live on Instagram, listening to the show on Sorcerer Radio, or you're checking out the podcast. We appreciate you taking a little bit of time out of your day to hear us talk about what's happening at the Walt Disney World Resort. How can everybody get in contact with us?
They can find us on Facebook at the DW60 Press Row Facebook page. We'll also be in the Sorcerer Radio Disney Fun Zone, especially this next 2 weeks, talking about all the exciting announcements from D23. We're always in the Sorcerer Radio Disney Fun Zone, in the Sorcerer Radio Discord, but especially Friday mornings when we chat with everyone live during our show. You can find us on Instagram at DW60PressRow. And like Jeff said, you can support us on Patreon, patreon.com/DW60PressRow. If you'd like to send us an email or leave us a voicemail about your predictions for this year's D23 Expo announcements, you can do that at DW60@SRSounds.com or call and leave us a voicemail at 408-909-DW60.
For you Sorcerer Radio listeners, if you didn't get to hear all of the show, it's going to replay tonight, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. You can listen to that on the Sorcerer Radio app that you can download for Android and Apple devices. You can also listen to srsounds.com as well. Coming up after the show for SR listeners, DW60's Music Row. Since it is September 1st, I think I'm going to do it. I'm going to pull the trigger.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'm going to pull the trigger on this. So if you're listening on SR, stick around. It's going to be fun. If you're listening to the podcast, we appreciate your support. Make sure to leave us those 5-star ratings on Apple Podcasts. We definitely appreciate that. Had a couple of people review the podcast on Apple Podcasts. We'll talk about that next week. I appreciate those people. And of course, you can rate the show on Spotify as well. You people have been doing that, so thank you very, very much. Music Row coming up next. Until next time, this is Sorcerer Radio, all Disney music all day long. SRSounds.com, and we hope you have a magical day.